Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I have had a lot of fun visiting with folks this past week and have been treated to a few more good meals than I could get burned off. It is always fun to meet folks that are interested and enthusiastic about agriculture, and I was especially encouraged by some of the younger generation that I met. Not that long ago, I was the young rancher at most of these meetings, and I'm glad to see some new blood getting into the business of agriculture. I suppose part of this is that they are willing to look at things that might be new to their operation, and it brings back memories of when some of these things were new to our ranch. The poem I would like to share for you this morning is by no means a new poem. In fact, I wrote it about 16 years before I needed it for a presentation at a meeting this week. Like much compulsive behavior, it started in his youth, a nasty habit he learned while off at school. And he can still deny the truth, he isn't really hooked. It's just another herd improvement tool. When he was young, he used only 30 ampules a year, not even enough to worry his pa, and he didn't have much in equipment, a rented tank and thermos for ice water thaw. But the rates were never good enough to get the genetic kick he thought he needed, so every year he'd sort off more, his own good sense not heeded. Those early units had exotic labels and each promised brand new highs. And then along came the designer's draws to control weight and utter size. Soon he was using straws so he could thaw more units faster, and synchronizing and mass breeding yearlings, just flirting with disaster. Now he's had to step back and reassess the situation. He considers using low lines to maximize his moderation. I see the old corrals are gone. His dad thought they were fine, but they've been replaced by a mass of twisted steel and some grandian design. He even has a nutritionalist who tests all of his feeds. Then he weighs each load that he hauls out to be sure of meeting Bossy's needs. He walks with a limp because those kicks are mean. His eyelids are calloused from tail switches. His teeth are an icky shade of green. Yes, he's a hardcore AI-er now, a real yupperoo. His wife waits with the kids for weeks on end, but there's nothing she can do. Good friends have tried to help him, but he would rather fight than switch, always shooting for herd improvement like a scratch that he can't itch. He's heard of men who could just quit, peel off their sleeves and walk away, but he could never do it because he knows there'll be 10 cows in heat today. Young man, it's like that first roll of the dice or taking that first drink. Think long and hard before you thaw that straw, because it's much stronger than you think. That's why I'm founding AIers Anonymous, because friends, I've been there too. We can meet at my place in January just to see what we can do. I'll pour some strong black coffee, offer a word of prayer to start us correctly, then we'll all gather round and set ourselves down and study the new sire directory. I suppose if I was wanting to kick the AI habit, I could look into a 12-step program, but I think I'll just go out and take care of those pretty little heifer calves from last year's crop. July will be here before I know it. Have a great week. Hope you can come back next time for another edition of Homegrown. Happy trails.